It sounds like the script of an action-adventure movie. A wall of fire approaches a city as town people rush to board trains that can move them to safety. Locomotives race backward down the tracks as the flames engulf the cars and people dive into lakes to save themselves. It was the real-life story that occurred here, and it's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
September 1st, 1894, a wall of fire over 4 miles high was rushing toward Hinckley, Minnesota. Sandy Hines says citizens had but minutes to try to save their lives.
Fortunately, the 4 o'clock trains from two different lines were approaching Hinckley. This is an incredible opportunity for some people to escape.
One of those trains never made it to Hinckley.
It stopped 1 mile from the station. People were running up the track saying, "Hinckley's on fire, save us, save us." The engineer, James Root, that day stopped the train and took on all the people that he could.
He put the locomotive in reverse, 5 miles in all to Skunk Lake, a swampy area. Passengers raced to disembark as the windows blew out of the cars and the entire train was engulfed.
As the flames were going over them, they would submerge. They would hold their breath as long as they could, because when they put their head up, the air was so hot, and with all the sparks, their hair would catch on fire.
Two other trains approached Hinckley on another track. They, too, helped save people.
They hook on cars from the freight train, empty cars, and they start stuffing people in them, as many people as they can get. They, too, start into reverse. They get to the next town, and there's a very high trestle, 150 feet above a rushing river called the Kettle River. The trestle is on fire. What should they do?
The trains cross the trestle. The flaming bridge collapsed just 2 minutes later. More next time as we travel the countryside in Hinckley, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCrae.